Money is an integral part of our lives, and learning about it empowers you to make the most of it. And Brigid Money, Joseph Dinwoke, shares money sense that could help you make, manage, and multiply money. Welcome to today's episode.
Today on Brigid Money Podcast, I want to share with you what to do when family becomes customer. What I mean by family is your family, of course, people you have broad relation to, and people who have moved from being friends to family, people you are close to, like we say it in Nigeria, your personal person. When such people become customers, what do you do and how do you handle them? Why I think this is important is because I've seen situations where people who are family, who are friends, become enemies because they have to do business together. Either because they have to team up to start a business, or because one has to go contract the other for business. Such wonderful relationships that are blossoming start cracking or crashed just because the two persons involved were unable to manage the relationship they have when it transited from just normal relationship or family relationship to business relationship. So my goal in this podcast is to show you what to do when family becomes customer. I divided it into two parts, and maybe if I can't talk about it in this episode, then in subsequent episode I'll take out time to explain to you how do you avoid crisis when family becomes customer. Now, there are two things that often happen when family becomes customer. One of them is that the family doesn't get satisfied, or family refuses to pay what is due to them. In this first part, what I want to just help you understand is how to make sure you satisfy family when they become customers. I want to start by helping you understand that families will become customers. They are always customers. Sometimes why they are always customers is because they are the first people to patronize you. They are the only people that can actually trust you enough to pay you for your services when you are still starting out. Many times family pay for our services or buy products from us, not because the products you are selling are so good or because you are the best that can ever deliver on such product, but simply because they want to encourage us. Yes, they want to encourage us. They say you are just starting out, you are making kunu, you are making zubu, you are still making chin-chin. Nobody knows whether you actually know how to do this thing or not, but they just looked at the whole thing and felt like, well, considering the way you are going, let us support you. Say, how much do you even sell this? And they say it's 50-50 naira, they will buy from you. Or you say you're a web designer, for instance, and somebody say, well, you say you design websites, I need websites, I don't have, okay, let me just support you, design websites for my company or something. So they contract you for your services, even though they can't say for sure that they can deliver. That is how family becomes customer many times. Also, there are times that family become customer because the family notice that you could do something, but they don't have as much money to pay other people, but they know that when they meet you as family, you will consider, you understand, you know, that kind of thing. So you will consider them and give them concession or slash price for them. Therefore, they get good services or good products while paying little. Now, these are some of the situations where family become customer. Now, there's something I want you to bear in mind here. If family become customer because they want to support you, then it's important you make every effort you can on your own to ensure that that relationship you have with them blossoms and it doesn't suffer. Again, this is the thing. If family become customer because they want to support, because you are their own, then you should reciprocate their gesture by making sure you deliver exceptional service, by making sure you satisfy them, and making sure you don't run into trouble in your relationship with them. That's how you relate with family when they become customer. Now, here's the thing about family. The relationship with them when it comes to business is delicate. Money can be very bad. Money is good, but money can scatter relationship. In fact, we have heard cases where money scattered husband and wife who are bonded together just because of money. They got separated, father and mother, husband and wife, children and parents, and all of that. So you are careful to ensure that money doesn't come between you and your family. You are careful to ensure you satisfy them, and you're also careful to ensure that money doesn't become a problem between both of you. So that's why it's a little bit delicate. The fact that it's delicate doesn't mean you can't actually satisfy them, or you can't have easy relationship with them. It doesn't mean you can't have a fruitful business relationship with them. So here's what I want you to do. When family become customer, what you do is that you focus your mind on being clear on your expectations from each other. Do you understand what I'm saying? What you do when family become customer is this. Sure, you make it a point of duty to satisfy them. Sometimes the problem with people is that when family become customer, they think they can actually relax. When family become customer, they don't put in as much effort as they should to make sure that the family gets satisfied with their services. They think we can always beg him to say, okay, sorry, please manage this. I mean, you understand. This one, the other one happened. And you know, you think you can just make those excuses or make those demands and they will grant it. Therefore, you don't put in a required effort to make sure your family gets satisfied. When it's a stranger, you go the extra mile, you do all the work to make sure they get satisfied. But when it's your family or friends, you now think because you can always beg them, because you can always tell them, okay, please hold on, wait, endure. You can always waste their time and drag projects you're supposed to do or complete with them within a short time for a longer time. So when family becomes friends, one of the first things I want you to do is to make it a point of duty on your own part to satisfy them. Let me tell you something about satisfying family. Every work you do in life has your signature on it. You may not write your name, maybe if you're a web designer, designed by Fratin Media, for instance, or you may not be able to write on the cake you made, that is, maybe a Marcus cake. Now, you may not be able to write that, but here's what happens. When you do work for people, those who use that to work, for instance, cake in this instance, or you sell back to people, those who see the bag will ask him, where did you buy this bag from? They want to know who made this fine bag or who made this ugly bag that you wasted your money buying or who made this useless cake that you actually gave us on your wedding. People ask such questions. What I want you to ask yourself is this. What do you want people to do when they tell them about your service? Would you want them to come closer to ask for your service or place order, or would you want them to be repelled, wondering who the hell did this kind of useless cake? So whether it's family or not, your job is to make sure they are still satisfied. Whether it's family or not, you still make it as a matter of duty to ensure that you satisfy them the way you would have satisfied a stranger who will take you to police if you don't do your work well. Whether it's family or not, you work extra hard to make sure they are thoroughly satisfied. You see, let me tell you something you may not really remember. Most times when family becomes customers is when they are starting out in life. Nobody knows you. So doing exceptional job for them is a way of telling them, go and spread the message of my good work. Go and let people use this. Let them taste my cake, then they can come coming. So if you don't do a very good job because it's family, or because they are paying small money, or they are not paying as much as other people are doing, you are destroying your business. So what you do is that you charge family enough to cover the cost of your services or the cost of your product. Even if you can't charge them the proper amount, most times you can't charge family the proper amount. You and I know that. So what you do is charge them enough to at least cover the cost. Charge them enough to give enough markup. Even if it's just to drink Zobo or chop roasted corn, if you are me. Just give them the price within the range where you'll be comfortable. For me, sometimes, I've had to design websites for family. My only that you have to pay for your domain and hosting clean. Every data I have to spend on the internet, you pay. If I have to pay for anything, you take care of that one. Then I leave it open to you. Anything you now want to give me at the end of the day, no problem. I'll collect. But to say no, because your family, I won't charge you out. I don't want to get myself in a condition where I will be feeling bad while I'm doing your work. So what I'm saying is, when family becomes friends, don't fall into the temptation of giving them poor job because they're not paying much. Don't fall into the temptation of giving them job and telling them to manage it because you can always beg them and they will listen to you. What you do is you make it a point of duty to ensure that they are thoroughly, completely satisfied with your work when you release the job. What you do is to make sure that they are 100% satisfied. The same way you would have satisfied a stranger, satisfy them like that. When family become customer, you know what you do? Take them through the process. Okay, when I started designing websites for Fatih Media, we don't have a strict structure, so we used to have one or two problems with clients and all of that. Until we came with a system, when you want a website, it will take you through a process. You first tell us what you want, we tell you what is professionally obtainable. Okay, we'll harmonize our expectation and what is professionally obtainable. Then we'll go to the stage of, okay, this is how much it will cost you to get this. Now you pay this amount, you supply it with this content, we design your website, you review it, you check whether it's fine or not fine, we'll make changes where we have to make changes, then you say it's okay, you pay the remaining money, then we'll give you your login details. That's a system. So when you have family and they have such a system, make them go through that system. Make them go through that process. Sometimes they will tell you, Habba, you are making this thing too serious, Ifani. What is it again? I tell people to send me email. They feel like, what kind of thing is this? One of those persons, he wants us to design logo for him at Fratin Media. So we discuss on WhatsApp. Send me your request by mail. Send it and copy joseph@fratinmedia.com. She be like, this boy, you like protocol? I say it's not protocol because I like protocol. It's because I want us to have clear communication. I may lose my WhatsApp details anytime I want to be able to see that this is what we discussed that you are going to get. This is what you want me to do for you. I want us to be clear on this thing. Even if I can't access my WhatsApp, once I open my computer, I check your email, I say, this is what you want, this is what you want, this is how much we agree. And remember, sometimes people may start telling you they said what they did not say, they wanted something they did not want. So that email gives you a document to say, this is our communication. In which of this communication did you say this? So the point I'm making is that when family become customer, please make it a point of duty to ensure that they are 100% satisfied. Satisfied as much as you will satisfy a stranger. Satisfied as much as you satisfy the person who is not family. Because whether you like it or not, when family become customer, they are customer like every other person. And your work goes out to speak for you. And very importantly, if you're a Christian, the instruction given to us is very clear. When you have to do work for people, do it as unto God, not with eye service. So whether your family is looking or not looking, you give them the best of what you can give. Again, another important thing is this: as Christians, you're supposed to radiate the light of Christ. So when you are doing your work, do it with the touch of godly excellence. Do it with the touch of radiating the nature of Christ that is in you. And not to do any shabby work and just give to someone. If your confidence has not gotten to that point, I will understand. So you continue to improve. But at every point in time you have to do work for people, do it at the level where you exist with, as regards your professionalism, competence, and all of those things. That is what guides our work. So when family become customer, please make sure they are thoroughly, completely, and 100% satisfied. And if they are not satisfied, ask them, what is the problem? What do you want me to improve with? And if they say, no, well, don't worry, we can manage it, refuse to allow them to manage it, still insist. Tell me, where do you want to change? What do you want to adjust? What do you want me to refine or modify in this, your project or work or project or whatever thing it is? Because as far as business is concerned, your duty is to serve those customers as if it's unto God. You don't want Jesus Christ to meet you on the last day and say, I came to you to design websites for me and you design nonsense for me. Or I came to you to make cake for me or make dress for me. After making my dress, I was seeing thread inside my clothes. You need to do all the stitching and all of them together. You don't want Jesus Christ to talk to you like that. So what you do that when family becomes customer, you know what you do? Make sure they are thoroughly satisfied. Now, there are times that problems arise when family become customer. Now, I can't talk about it now because my time is up on this episode. So in the next episode, I'm going to take our time to explain to you, how do you avoid crisis situation when family becomes customer?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Brogid Money. For more episodes, visit brogid.com/money. For quick tips we share on money matter every Thursday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brogid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending BM to 0810-550-4664.